Hachette Audio presents Thief of Shadows, written by Elizabeth Hoyt, read by Ashford McNabb.
This is for my favorite brother-in-law, Charles, an intriguingly talented interdisciplinary artist with interests in dance, theater, and visual arts, who, nevertheless, does not mind slumming in the occasional romance novel video. Chapter 1. Oh, gather round, my dears, and keep the candles burning bright, for tonight I'll tell you the tale of the Harlequin Ghost of St. Giles. From The Legend of the Harlequin Ghost of St. Giles. London, England, May 1738. The body in the road was the absolute cap to the day. Isabel Beckenhall, Baroness Beckenhall, sighed silently to herself. Her carriage had come to a standstill in the worst part of London, the dirty streets of St. Giles. And why was she in St. Giles as dark descended? Because she'd volunteered to represent the Ladies' Syndicate for the benefit of the Home for Unfortunate Infants and Foundling Children at the final inspection of the new home. More fool she. Never volunteer, not even when pleasantly filled with warm scones and hot tea. Warm scones were obviously the work of the devil, or perhaps of Lady Hero Redding, one of the two founding patronesses of the home. Lady Hero had refilled her teacup and looked at Isabel with guileless grey eyes, asking prettily if Isabel would mind meeting with Mr. Winter Makepeace, the home's dower manager, to look over the new building. And Isabel had blithely agreed like some scone-filled, mindless cow. And the damned man hadn't even shown. Moo, Isabel muttered to herself, just as the carriage door opened to admit her lady's maid, Pinkney. Mum? Pinkney asked, her blue eyes wide and startled. Of course, Pinkney's blue eyes were nearly always wide and startled. She was one of the most sought-after ladies' maids in London, and a paragon of the latest fashion, despite being barely past 21 and somewhat naive.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?